Turning the clock back on October 21st, the day in 1958 when Buddy Holly went into the studios for the last time before his death in a plane crash less than 4 months later. During those sessions, he recorded True Love Ways, Raining in My Heart, and It Doesn't Matter Anymore.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
Goodbye, England's Rose.
Elton John's reworking of Candle in the Wind officially became the biggest selling single of all time in 1997.
Like a candle in the wind.
And it was in 2003 that Delta Goodrum scooped the awards at the ARIAs, winning 7 categories, the most ever for a female artist.
I have the most amazing, dedicated, loving, wonderful fans in the whole world.
October 21st birthdays, milestone celebration for one of England's greatest batsmen and renowned commentator, Sir Geoffrey Boycott. He's 80.
It's missing off and it's knocking middle out about halfway up.
Manfred Mann is also 80 today, remembered for hits like Doo Wah Diddy Diddy, Pretty Flamingo and Fox on the Run in the 60s. Then there was this with Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Judge Judy turns 78 today. Her show's been running for around 25 years.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,000. That's all. Step out.
Wallabies great David Campese is 58. Incredible record, 101 caps, 315 points, a mountain of classic tries.
It's going to be a try for Campese. That's the world record.
Kim Kardashian turns 40. Says here, socialite, TV personality, producer, actress, model. But what does she really do?
I woke up at 5:45, brushed my teeth, got ready, headed to the gym and worked out.
And Aussie tennis bad boy Bernard Tomic is 28, won the Aussie and US Opens as a junior, not much since.
Bernard Tomic is a champion on the ATP World Tour once again.
Finally, the 21st Prime Minister of Australia, Gough Whitlam, died aged 98 on this day in 2014, was PM from 1972 till this in 1975.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen, because nothing will save the Governor-General.
Remembering Gough Whitlam on October 21st.